Is that brief? I think that looks very good. I think I'll go with that and this. Hi, James from England. How are you doing? Had a problem. I was teaching some students the other day about sounds we make in English. I did a lesson earlier on, and it was the STD lesson. You might remember it. If not, go back and go check. It was a good lesson, but some students still were like, I don't get it. What's the big difference? Well, I've come up with something to teach you how to remember the sounds from three common sounds, basic sounds. S, F, and T. Now, I'm going to read some sentences to you or say some sentences, and what I want you to do is, I want you to try and see if you can hear a difference, and then I'm going to go afterwards and explain the differences. As you know, Ezekiel is here, and you can see he's dressed up as a character. It's not even Halloween. Character is Thor, but we'll get that in a second. So, let's do the first sentence. I think both Thor and Thundercats are good comic books. Okay. Now, about this one? The brother of my wife put those there. So the first sound we're going to work on is this one. It is the TH, what we call regular, and the versus, I'm going to say versus, let's see what Thor, aliens, right? Versus, dun dun dun, TH, which is vibratory. Vibratory, that's my word. There's no such thing as vibratory. Vibrate, they vibrate. And you're going to notice when I go down here, you can see the differences all the way through, okay? So we have vibratory versus vibrate, or let's just call it what it is, vibration, all right? So VS, if you don't know, it means versus. Versus means opposed to, or opposite, or against. It's against. So in this case, we've got a TH. They're both the same, or they look the same, but one's a little different. Now, words like think, both, Thor, and Thundercats. If you were paying attention, you would have noticed that TH is at the beginning or the end of the word, but it can still be th. Now, this TH is basically, here's your tongue, here are your teeth. Okay? Top teeth, bottom teeth. We just allow the air to blow over our tongue. So it's like you bite your tongue. Bite. Think. Thor. What else? Both. Thundercats. Easy enough. Tongue. Teeth. Cool. Now, that's regular TH. Now, when we say versus, because I like that whole comic book thing, you have to check out Thor and Thundercats. They're cool. Once again, Ezekiel's got his little hammer. God of Thunder. Nordic God of Thunder. Okay? See? Both have thunder in their name. Thunder. Anyway. The TH here is a different, a little different. Now, the th you're used to from the article the, or also the. This is almost the same, but what happens is, I like to tell students this. I'm copywriting it, okay? Remember this. It's the tongue and teeth method. So what you want to do is you want to pretend this is your tongue. Okay? And these are your teeth. And what you want to do is clean your tongue. Imagine you've got something on your tongue. You drank coffee. I hate coffee, right? And you want to clean that tongue with your teeth by drawing the tongue back. What you're really doing is moving your jaw. English is a very mouth language, very mouth-oriented, so it has a lot to do with the mouth. In this case, what I want to do is move my jaw by this motion. Now, I know you're watching, and how do I do that? Easy. Stick your tongue out, put your teeth on top, and pull it. By doing that, what will happen is it'll cause the tongue to vibrate just so small. See? This is how much we get paid for graphics. Watch, this is the tongue vibrating. There you go. There's the graphics way. And we pay lots of money here for this. So, is your tongue vibrating as you pull it over? You get a vibration happening, and that's the th. And if you notice in the middle, brother. If you look at this, those and there. The brother of my wife put those there. The tongue is here, and as I draw it back, I allow the air, still the air comes over, but I pull it back and clean the tongue. So in the first one, I pulled the tongue, right? Both. Let the air just travel. Because I hold it, it can't vibrate, and the air travels. The second one, as it vibrates, as I clean it. Okay, good. So that's the TH versus TH. Let's look at the second one, okay? We've got a second category, and it goes like this. Somehow, do-do-do-do, I made a mistake. I can't believe I did this. I wanted this to be this. right? PH plus is this one. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so let's do the next one. You'll notice S and S, so what's the difference? Let's do it. It was a silly, sunny Saturday. Okay? Now, Ezekiel has a brother. Ezekiel the worm? I know, you're waiting. You're like, who is his brother? Well, actually, he's not a brother. He's a cousin, because they kind of look the same, but they're not the same. And the brother is Sylvester the Snake. Dun, 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 dun. Sylvester the Snake, okay? He won't be coming that often, but he should be here once in a while. Well, Sylvester the Snake, he's a snake. All right? So he does a lot of sounds. That's the regular S sound. Silly, sunny, savvy, sudden. Okay? Now, over here, he's got a hammer to smash up the snake, Ezekiel, see? Okay? He's got a different sound. He's got a Z sound. Now, it's still the S that you see on words, like, is Mary's house big enough for the five dogs? Huh? It was a silly, sunny Saturday. Is Mary's house big enough for the five dogs? You'll notice that, once again, we've got an S sound and an S sound, but they're not the same. Right? Remember we got Thor now versus the snake? Or Ezekiel versus the snake? Well, this is why. Basically, with this one is the regular S. And this is what we call, remember, the vibration S. Why? With the regular S, similar to the TH, we took our tongue and locked it, remember? With the regular S, what we do is we close our mouth and just blow air through our teeth. That's it. With the Z sound, it comes from the throat. Here. So you are blowing the air, but you take it from your mouth and put it down. If you put two fingers here, yeah, you can put three. I'm feeling generous. Maybe four if you want, but two's good. You'll feel a vibration. Do it enough, drives you crazy, all right? And because of that, what happens is you get the vibration. Vibration, vibration. So that's how we get the second S sound to be made. Now, let's do the third and final one. I know you're going, what, James? This is less than 20 minutes. Are you feeling ill? No, I'm not. It's a simple lesson, but if you join in with, remember, the STD lesson I mentioned before, go check for pronunciation improvement. Okay, this one, and there'll be a third one that'll come later on. If you look and put all three together, you're going to get like a 30-minute lesson. Yes, you can thank me. See, TH, thank me. All right, so now we've got this one, fart off. In English, you might have gone, oh, I know this thing from the English, I hear it before you say fart. No, not that. It's not a bad word. Well, it kind of is. A fart is gas coming from your bottom. You can't see it, you don't need to, but I'll tell you, my bottom is fantastic. Okay, FF, right? And off, it was off. So, the little boy farted, no, sorry, better yet. We could hear the little boy fart when we took off the music. You see? Soft. Notice what happens here is this. You'll see that I take my teeth and I place them on my bottom lip, like so. And once again, just like here, I allow the air just to go through. How are you? I'm fine. I'm feeling fine. Fart off, please. Okay. By the way, don't try that in Canada or the United States. They'll laugh at you, not because it's funny, but because you're a foreigner, right? Who doesn't understand the language. So once again, the regular one, you'll notice in all three regular versions, we just allow the air to pass naturally, just blowing it. Over here, and the reason why I put these two specifically is because a lot of students have great difficulty with of and off. But you, dun, 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 the ing v, ying v, ying v, the ing vid, okay, the ing vid watcher, have now learned to master this. Because you're noticing that the difference is vibration versus regular, allowing the air to move, okay? Now, what we got here is when we say F vibrate, you're going to say, James, well, how do we do that? Well, of is the only example I have for you, but it's okay, because the v is the same as in v, for vomit, vivacious, voluptuous. Mm. And vivisection. So this F sounds more like a V. And it's similar to the F here. Similar position. Teeth on bottom lip. But instead, once again, put your fingers here. Remember this? Of, right? Which is different than off. Free flowing air. F, right? So this sounds actually almost more like a V. So it's a good thing about the V here to show you this F sounds like a V for of. So, from one of my favorite songs, I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. Watch closer. You'll watch that movie, you'll see it, you'll think of me. Right, you will, in your nightmares. Anyway, where was I? So, if we look through, vibration, TH, S, and V, right? V, you can feel it here, right? Z, Mary's, you feel it here. Oh, you can feel it here. Now, we don't make it a vibration, we just allow it to come through our mouth. We got think, we've got silly, and we've got fart, only because I like the word so much. Okay? Hope you like Sylvester the snake, Ezekiel the worm's cousin. Okay? Hope you enjoyed the lesson. This should make your pronunciation easier. So, how to pronounce these sounds is what you just learned today. Go to England, of course. Look for your quiz and comments, and look for other teachers on the website. And, oh, you know what? It's time for me to depart. I thank you for allowing me to help you study and think about the different ways of speaking in English. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. One second. I almost forgot. I want you to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, and then .com. You can study this and other lessons, right? There's your yeah.